Report: Chicago man on first-time gun probation accused of robbing delivery driver. By Amy Furr on November 3, 2022. A Chicago man on first-time gun offender probation allegedly robbed a pizza delivery driver with a gun. Lorenzo Clark was previously charged with a felony for allegedly having a gun in a car in the city and was later granted the probation, CWV Chicago reported Wednesday. If he did well, the charge against him would be dismissed. The outlet said, noting the man has no additional criminal history and manages a fast food restaurant. The article detailed the events that happened Sunday when Clark allegedly targeted the pizza delivery driver. A little after 11 p.m., a bicyclist was robbed of their phone in a white Mongoose bike with distinctive accessories in Chicago lawn. Minutes later, someone riding a similar bike rode up to a pizza delivery driver who had just returned to his car after dropping off an order in the 7100 block of South Washtenaw. The cyclist, who was wearing a ski mask and glasses, tried several times to sell the driver pot, according to prosecutor Rihanna Burnett. However, the driver said no and placed the vehicle into gear, but the suspect then pointed a gun at him and demanded he hand over his property. When the driver hit the accelerator, the suspect allegedly fired twice and one bullet reportedly struck the dashboard while another missed the driver. Authorities tracked the bicyclist's stolen phone to a nearby residence and a white Mongoose bike was reportedly spotted inside. A man at the scene was identified as Clark, who was wearing a white hoodie and jeans, an outfit reportedly similar to the suspect's. Officials brought the delivery man to the scene and he identified Clark as the suspect involved. Now, the results of a gunshot residue test taken from the suspect's hands are outstanding. Prosecutors charged Clark with attempted first-degree murder but not with trying to rob the pizza driver. No one has been charged with robbing the bicyclist, the article said. A judge eventually granted the state's no-bail request in the case. Meanwhile, 35 individuals were shot and 5 of them died over the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's D. Chicago, Breitbart News reported Monday. In addition, 14 people were shot during a Halloween night vigil in Chicago, and the victims included 3 children. A mid-year survey found violent crime across cities in President Joe Biden's D. America grew by over 4% during the first 6 months of this year, Breitbart News reported in September.